Hi everyone, Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining me here today. I am your host Jasper of Where the Sidewalk Ends, the unconventional podcast that is predictably unpredictable. Never know what I'm going to have on here or where it's going to be in the recording of the podcast. And I just wanted to get another one out here, episode 61 for 2023 for me. That makes 69 episodes in the last 12 months. So if you want to bake me a cookie or send me an award or plaque or trophy or something like that, you know, just let me know. Joking. But you should. But you won't. But you should. No. I'm just messing with you. And anyway, enjoy the show. Hey y'all, how you doing today? It is the merriest of Christmases on this Christmas day of 2023, December 25th. I'm reading from Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams by Mike Dooley. He's the author of Notes from the Universe. And, you know, just very interesting where life takes us sometimes. You know, and it really comes down to the fact that there's really no better time than now at this crossroads in history to finally learn the truth about who you really are and all you're capable of. Please don't let the title of this book mislead you. Just as it's about learning of your power, it's also about learning of your responsibilities. It shares exactly how to operate within the frameworks of the two pillars so that you can move through the affairs of the world, discovering opportunities where others have only found closed doors. This is a time of change and upheaval. The old is giving way to the new. Naivety is giving way to the truth, and spirituality is about to take on an entirely new meaning. Those who learn of their greatness honor their passions and accept responsibility for their own happiness, and that will usher in a golden age that will dwarf any experience in history. There's never been a more exciting time to be alive. Mike Dooley began writing the chapters that follow on January 1st, 2001, as the script of the audio program that would become the genesis of this book. Only weeks before, I had announced my email list that it would be offered in 12 one-hour installments during the coming calendar year to be delivered at the first of each month. But I was late. I was also scared of starting my work life over, this time as a full-time writer, and at a loss to explain why I even began a new career, except of course, there was no money coming in. But I knew a few things about life and its mechanics, of our divinity and power, of holding to a dream and physically moving with it. Since then, Infinite Possibilities has gone on to be one of the best-selling audio programs on the internet and in the self-improvement world. It's led to speaking engagements all over the globe, being featured in the best-selling book and DVD, The Secret, and the creation of Notes from the Universe, the daily email I now send to a list that's grown to over 300,000 people in 182 countries, reminding them of how worthy they are, how powerful they are, and how much they deserve. What I discovered yet again is that remembering my true place in life, understanding my role in its creation, and demonstrating such understandings through thought, word, and deed is always enough to change everything in spite of our surroundings. Even when unable to explain recent events of how I created this mess, through understanding life's truths, people can still begin using what they already have, starting from wherever they are, to blast forward and improve their fortunes immeasurably. This is what Infinite Possibilities promises: an understanding of your divine powers, a roadmap for harnessing life's ultimate absolute, and a reminder of the infinite grace and protection that always embraces us. You needn't explain what's led you here today, why the relationship didn't work out, why the business never took off, or why the diet didn't succeed. Nor must the world be in harmony that governs honorable in order for you to learn who you really are and to understand all the possibilities that still lie before you. Yet, as has always been true for me, one change begins sweeping into your life and a new chapter is written. You'll be able to glance back with relative ease at the commotion that preceded the turning point and see the order and beauty in all that unfolds, as well as your hand in its creation and the purpose it served. To the life of your dreams. That was written September 8th, 2009. Hope you enjoyed that a little bit, because what I'm about to read to you is, that's pretty phenomenal. So hang tight and we'll get this piece right out to you. Cha-chao.
When you hear this sound, turn the page.
So how about a little introduction to Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams by Mike Dooley. An adventurer's guide to the jungles of time and space. Not long ago, in the nether reaches of Ad Infinitum, there formed a council of fearless explorers, adventurers much like you, who had become bored with perfection, infinity, and unending bliss. Whatever it was they wanted, they got. However, they wanted to change, and they did. And whatever they wanted to be, they became. Their existence had become so same old, that they hardly felt like the great adventurers they were. It wasn't enough. They agreed something had to be done. So, being who they were, they decided to invent an entirely new dimension for their reality. Well, new dimension, for these adventurers, don't get invented very often. So you can imagine their excitement as they began to explore the vast new possibilities that suddenly lay before them. As this dimension was especially exciting because it made possible that previously unthinkable ability of being in just one place without being everywhere at once. You see, back then, in the nether reaches of Ad Infinitum, there was only the here and now. Nothing else existed. These poor explorers never had anywhere to go because they were already everywhere. What their new dimension did was enable them to dim their awareness of everywhere else, enough to focus on being a single somewhere at a time. And now that they would create somewheres, they found they could each devise secret patterns among their somewheres to play games and conduct experiments. In fact, they did this so often that they began referring to the new dimension as the secret pattern, adventurers for creative enlightenment, or space for short. Space became the new frontier with lots of possibilities for exploration, fun, and games. And perhaps the most remarkable phenomena about space was the startling discovery that it could be filled with their thoughts. Whenever their thoughts were focused and concentrated within their space, they became dense and appeared solid. They discovered that they could think big or small, red or blue, hard or soft, whatever they imagined, and their thoughts would then become the same thing in space. These adventurers had discovered that their thoughts could be projected into this space of theirs, where they could appear as objects. And they quickly became to realize that they could manifest any thought that existed into reality. So in no time at all, mostly because they had time, because time had not been invented, matter being began to fill their space, matter, of course, was the acronym for manifest any thought that existed into reality. These adventures, as you can tell, loved acronyms. Creativity soared as they dabbled, first creating stars and planets and the mountains and oceans. Everything they dreamed of came to life in an explosion of light, color, and sound that stretched their imaginations to the very edges of their space. It was all incredibly exciting, except deep down inside, they knew that something was missing. As spectacular as their new worlds were, they themselves, the creators of everything, remained on the outside looking in. The adventurers never began to ponder how they could become a part of their mysterious, enchanting, material worlds they had created. And in their wondering, they asked, if our matter is simply occupied space, and deep down we know that we're really still everywhere else at once, could we possibly exist in that very same space that holds our matter? Well, of course they could. As they thought it, they did it, taking up residence inside their matter, just as if it were a somewhere, by dimming their awareness of everywhere else. Now, to make things even more interesting, right about then, a new game called Hide and Seek was being invented, and as could be predicted, the adventurers scurried about and hid themselves inside their creations, where they would not likely be found. They hid under matter, animated in the now, because now was all there was, since time had not yet been invented, and henceforth referred to themselves as human when they were in hiding. It was a great idea, this hiding under matter, so great, in fact, that no one was ever found. So, despite their joy of having found a new game to play, they were no longer aware of one another's discoveries. Big problem. This promoted a call to go out for the need to trace one another in material existence. Thus, time was born, finally. The games resumed, reunions were planned, and the fun really began. That is, until everyone had pretty much been there, done that. Another idea was needed. And given the adventurer's track record, it didn't take them long to come up with one. What if, they thought, we all venture out together in human form into the same space at the exact same time? Whoa, like Joey, right? This idea was so monumental, so profound, so colossal, that it sent out a big bang, boom, throughout all creation. And it has since been compared to the inventions of light itself. Well, by now, it should be obvious that these adventurers weren't your normal, everyday kind of adventurers. These were creative adventurers on a mission, and they had much fun. As much fun as they possibly be imagined. And to that end, you all know well, they've been wildly successful. They have met up with a few wrinkles that are still being ironed out. For instance, one, time was invented. They spent so much of it playing as a creation among their creations that they began to lose themselves. For example, during the unending games of hide and seek, they stayed human for so long, not wanting to be found, that they actually began to forget they were also everywhere else at once. Oh, yes, many more began to forget that they were adventurers. As time had marched on, they fell into a deeper and deeper trance. In fact, so far did they fall that they began to feel trapped within their bodies and helpless among their creations, and no longer did they notice that they themselves were the ones crafting the objects and events in their lives with their thoughts though this didn't change. Instead, they saw these things as something to control, to contend with. Oh, my, oh, my. Unfortunately, a direct result of this naivety led to their first taste of fear, which was felt whenever they failed to experience the actual reality before them. A scary thing, they soon found out. No fun at all. And worse, a whole horde of emotions sprang into their life with every misunderstanding possible. Never in any reality have such lofty beings plunged into such great despair. Terror, anger, sadness, and guilt were rampant. It was a traversity through and through, until little by little there began a great healing, not from on high or any other such place, but through some still say it was a mystically enticed reality adjustment concealed by loving entities. It was a healing that had transpired from within, life ministering to life itself, perhaps a miracle, either way. But it turns out that the adventurers were learning from their emotions. For example, if fear stems from failure to experience the actual reality before you, then at least it serves as an unmistakable warning to the one doing the fearing, and that his or her thinking has strayed from the truth. And there was even more good news about these emotions. It turned out that they were also warm and fuzzy and funny and silly and even wild and crazy. And, you know, it was their passage through all of these emotions, happy and sad, that brought the lustrous ones, like, as they came to be called, the greatest achievements and inner peace, pleasure experienced by all accepting all creation as it exists, or inner peace, mastered by so few, as it requires a deep understanding of the perfection that exists within everything, every moment, every place, and in everyone, no matter what. By now, in the present day, all forms of awareness from everywhere ever thought of have heard about space and time, and the brilliant adventurers who created it all, and those who drop by for a look at this little corner of creation are so astounded by what they find that they are changed forever. It's not just the splendor of the planets, nor the rage of life that thrives upon them, nor even the bold or outrageous thoughts that have continued to perpetuate them as all that astounds visitors. Observers are left speechless and are downright humbled by few who have returned from the adventure. Those adventurers who have actually found themselves. These are the illustrious ones who are glowing radiance and divine imaginations reflect an understanding rooted in the unshakable knowing that all things and all events are born of thoughts, that in time and space, it's all good, and that everything, everywhere, always is one. Only by losing themselves and serving their illusions could these adventurers be driven emotionally by their burning desires to reclaim and know the depths of their own divinity. By truly understanding their realities, they became the inspiration and the ideal for all to follow. Having just shared all that, it is a bit amazing to us that more have not joined the ranks of the illustrious ones, creating to each his or hers own. It's just that they're all still so caught up in this most awesome adventure of theirs that it seems that reality couldn't care less about everywhere else. Perhaps you understand. You understand them better. Still, to us at least, it seems a shame that such inexhaustible energy and creation genius is being so thoughtfully neglected. If they could, and we assure you they can, just for an instant, glimpse into the greater reality and see themselves as the omniscient, unlimited, fun-loving gladiators that they've always been, it would be such a radical change and would change everything. Not that they should return, heavens no. We just think that they may have a better time, shall we say, if reminded that they themselves are creators. Don't you think? By the way, we've blown the lid clear off the little charade. Found you. Now, let's get this party started. You have but to build your thinking to direct your experience. And I think that's where it pretty much starts. So, in many ways, the story is true. Actually, it's our story, and it's more factual than fictional. We're all among the illustrious architects who dreamed up time and space, the eyes and ears of God, and we're now alive in our own creation and experience our divinity in ways that it could not otherwise be experienced. We are the very reason the sun rises each day, and grasping the premise instinctively, if not intellectually, you should therefore be able to see just how worthy you are of any other dream you may come to conjure up. There's no one outside of yourself who has anything to do with it. You're not here to be tested and judged. You have but to direct your thinking and to direct your experience. It's that easy. You are the one of the original creators and adventurers, unlimited, fearless, and divine, not merely a human being. You are an adventurer just being human. Unfortunately, most of us follow coherence and still lost in space with virtually everything in our society telling us, reminding us, and insisting that we are limited, aging creatures living lives between luck and fate in hard and unforgiving world. The truth, however, and this will likely ring bells in your heart of hearts, is that we are all infinite and powerful, fun-living gladiators of the universe. We, with eternity before us and the power of our thoughts to help shape it, we create our own realities, our own fate, and our own luck. This is how powerful we are, and this is how powerful you are. And to the offset of the contradictory thinking of the media and the masses, you need to hear this of message, and as often as you can hear, you know, you got to hear it more than you hear all of the others. This book was written in such a message. It is a book on nature, on the nature of reality, a reality that is simple, organized, and above all, knowable. My aim throughout it is to explain exactly how you can fit into this reality, and then to remind you of how powerful you are, of how far you can reach, and how much you deserve, so that you can begin thriving as a giant on this oasis among the stars. You have indeed been endowed with the gifts to make your dreams come true. Blood, sweat, and tears aren't what it takes to create real change. Instead, it's your imagination, your beliefs, and expectations that draw you into the action, circumstances, and coincidences that make your dreams manifestations inevitable. This isn't wishful thinking. It's the way of things that have always been in the jungles of time and space. It's the illusionary dimension that is both our laboratory and our playground. Here, our thoughts become things, our word is our wand, and we can learn of the divinity of witnessing the daily miracles we perform effortlessly, crafting spirit into circumstance as we perpetrate the material world we share. We don't necessarily need more education, more connections, or more lucky breaks. We just need to understand the principles and concepts that every prophet and mystic has shared since the beginning of time. Principles that have nothing to do with religion and everything to do with the truth about who you really are, why you're here, and the magic at our disposal. Your dreams are not yours by accident. You have them for many reasons, not not the least of which is to make them come true. Your dreams are meant to be if you do your part. This can seem like a mighty tall order when you don't fully understand what you're part of the process that makes dreams come true, but especially while the whole world wants you to believe that suffering and sacrifice pave the road to success. With greater understanding, however, you'll find that nothing could possibly be easier than the way life really works. There's nothing you can't do, nothing you can't have, and nothing you can't be. You are guided, and you have the power, and the universe is actually conspiring on it on your behalf. This book reviews the principles and concepts that give you flight. These principles are now at play in your own life, whether you know what they are or not. And these principles are incredibly easy to use. And by identifying and understanding and harnessing them, you will access the power that can literally turn wishes into reality. Consider today's so-called successful people. As they, you know, are they smarter than you? Are they more deserving? Have they paid greater dues? No, no. Whether through intelligence or naivety, you know, or often the latter, but it doesn't really make any difference. They're actually living in ways that engage life's principles so that the universe begins serving them. The good news is that such people are proof that anyone else can do the same. And understanding this, you'll have an advantage. You'll understand your successes, and therefore you won't have to live in fear that they could ever be taken away from you. My mission is to help you look within to discover how unlimited you are and to help you find the keys to the kingdom. What you then decide to do with those keys will be up to you. But in the following pages, I aim to brush up against your own deep, long-forgotten memories that have been yearning to be exercised, thought about, and rediscovered. These are old adage about it being better to teach someone to fish than to give him a fish. And in this book, I intend to remind you more than teach you of your divine nature and limitless capabilities so that you can achieve your own happiness and fulfillment. If someone were to tell you the truth about life, reality, and the powers you possessed, would you recognize it as truth? If someone were to offer you the keys to the kingdom of your wildest dreams, would you accept it? I think you would. Know ye not that ye are gods. Psalms 82:6, John 10:34. And we're going to cut it right there. I hope you enjoyed this. This was fun. Ta-da. Merry Christmas, y'all. And an infinite possibility, New Year.
Eventually see through the veils to how things really are, you will keep saying again and again, this is certainly not like we thought it was.